ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and in New York City, police don't have a motive in the targeted fatal shooting of the head of United Healthcare, and the manhunt continues for the masked gunman.
The gunman appeared to know when and where Brian Thompson would show up for an investor conference at the Hilton on 6th Avenue. He was there just a few minutes before amid many security cameras. Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny.
The shooter steps onto the sidewalk from behind the car. He ignores numerous other pedestrians, approaches the victim from behind, and shoots him in the back. The shooter then walks toward the victim and continues to shoot.
Using a 9mm, hops on an e-bike, last seen in Central Park.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. In Northern California, sheriff deputies investigating a school shooting in Oroville, north of Sacramento. Authorities say an adult killed himself after shooting two students. Their condition still unknown. Another round of heavy snow sweeping across the upper Midwest and into the Northeast. Blizzard warnings in effect for parts of Appalachia. This is ABC News. Still no sign of the woman from Hawaii who family members say went missing at Los Angeles International Airport last month. The family says they're frustrated with police who say she willingly left the country.
In a new statement, Hannah Kobayashi's family says a search for her is far from over and that the family is committed to bringing her home. They say learning from police that she went to Mexico has only heightened family fears, and they claim the LAPD has not been forthcoming with the family. The LAPD says it has been in contact with the family and has determined that Kobayashi left without any signs of distress by walking over the U.S.-Mexico border alone with her luggage in early November. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
AT&T says it will phase out its outdated copper landline wires by 2029. A company spokesperson told ABC News only 5% of residential customers still use copper wires, but it's being swapped out for more reliable technology. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
At Foggy North in Muscadet, it's more than just coffee. It's a one-stop shop for unique gifts and holiday cheer. Enjoy specialty and regular coffees while browsing holiday items, maple syrup, mugs, tumblers, and Muscadet mushroom apparel. Need a thoughtful gift? Foggy North gift cards make it easy to give the joy of great coffee and local treasures. Whether it's for Christmas, a birthday, or any occasion, you'll find something unforgettable there. Visit Foggy North today in downtown Muscadet.
This is Heather from the Creative Outlet, where we have clothing with 6 tag colors on sale every day.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to Richland Center and beyond.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
There is a wind advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties until midnight. stronger winds with colder temperatures this evening. Snow flurries expected to end around midnight with a low of 10. Winds northwest 20 to 25 with gusts up to 40. More sunshine and winds slowly decreasing through the day tomorrow with a high of 24. Winds northwest 10 to 20 with gusts up to 30. Increasing clouds with cold temperatures tomorrow night with a low of 10. And partly cloudy on Friday with a slight, and it'll be a slight bit warmer. Calmer winds and highs around 29. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east at 16 miles per hour, making it feel like it's 2 degrees outside. And according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, our current temperature is 17 degrees. And then that reminder, because of the high winds, rotary lights in the park will not be held this evening at Kroska Park. Once again, because of the high winds, rotary lights in the park will not be held this evening.
WRCO
That was Train with Shake Up Christmas at 6:10. Right now, our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 16 degrees. Wind chills are around 5. That's because the winds are out of the east, northeast at 12 miles per hour. My name is Tim Thied. I'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight bringing you some great music. And once again, hoping you're having a great Thursday evening. I don't know if I said hope you're having a great evening. I may say, no, great Wednesday evening. That's right. I mix up on my days. I usually don't work Wednesdays a lot, but because of the Packer game tomorrow night, I'm working tonight. So I hope everybody's having a great Wednesday evening. Yes, got that day finally right, and hopefully you'll stay safe with the winds out there. Be careful if you're going out about, because you know too, there's always things with the wind. Things could go flying or branches falling down. So whatever you're doing, whether you're walking or driving, please do so with caution. And there was a birthday that I didn't get a chance to make it onto the birthday wishes this morning. So we just wanted to pass along a happy birthday to Jessica Getch from Keith Osthoff. So happy birthday, Jessica, and hope you're having a great day. Coming up next, we have Dolly Parton with Southern Accents.
There's a southern accent where I come from. The young'uns call it country. The Yankees call it dumb. Got my own way of talking. Thank you.
Was a beautiful song by Juice Newton, The Sweetest Thing on Country and Community. And our time is 6:20 right now. And my apologies. I just noticed. I tell you what, when I sit here in the studios, when I look outside, it's dark outside. That's a bad part about the daylight savings time ending. It gets dark at around 4:30, between 4:30 and 5 o'clock. I did go get up and check the weather when I was just before we started our newscast. That way I could give you up to date if it was snowing or not. It wasn't snowing at that time. So I just went up to go check on something. I looked out, and yeah, it is snowing, and it looks like we got about a trace of it out there, blowing pretty good. Of course, with those winds, that adds to it. So if you're out driving, please drive with caution, because there might be some slick spots out there. Plus, with the high winds and the winds blowing, the visibility might be kind of low for driving. So please do drive with caution. But yes, we are getting snow in Richland Center. And it's like I said, looks like we got about a trace so far. And they only are talking snow flurries for tonight. That's what Mr. Heath Bradberg said. But Mr. Heath was wrong on that one because that's a little more than flurries out there right now. But it is supposed to be ending around midnight for as far as snow goes. So hopefully we won't get too much of an accumulation. But once again, please drive with caution. And once again, our winds now are out of the east at 10 miles per hour, making it feel like 5 degrees outside. And of course, the current temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer, is 15 degrees. And once we do have that wind advisory out for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties until midnight. And if you were going to go to take in the Rotary Lights in the Park tonight at Kroska Park, that has been canceled this evening due to the high winds because of that wind advisory that is out for the area until midnight tonight. But I just wanted to pass along other things that are going on. There is a giving tree set up at Royal Bank in Lone Rock for anyone who would like to take a tag from the tree and purchase the Christmas gift for a veteran in a nursing home nearby. So if you would like to do that, stop on by Royal Bank and grab a tag and make a veteran happy by getting them a gift this holiday season.
We're here with Mrs. George Bailey from It's a Wonderful Life.
Hello.
That moment in the movie where we learn
I get this so often.
Where we learn your daughter's name is Zuzu.
Oh.
You must hate her.
No.
Who names their child Zuzu?
It's short for something.
It's short for...
Zoom, zoom. To Spring Green. This week to see It's a Wonderful Life, performed as an old-time radio show, live on stage. Tickets and information at rivervalleyplayers.org.
I think I prefer Zuzu.
See.
Be sure and join me every Saturday morning from 5 until 10 a.m. on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Hello, this is Adam Hess. Saturdays, we bring you the best country music, news, weather, sports, some fun, and of course, Prime Movers starting at 8:30. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 a.m. for Prime Mover, only on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil D. Join me Saturday night for old-time rock and roll. We'll have a radio party with Those Were the Days on WRCO-FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. We'll be cruising through the decades. We'll stop and park for a time in 1979. You could be the winner of some big prizes.
You could be the winner of a tour of Bloom City on Joanne Krulatz's bicycle.
The fun never stops on WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be flashing back with some great tunes from back when I was the leading scorer in the Scenic Central Conference in warm-ups. Those Were the Days on WRCO is sponsored in part by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jones Chevrolet, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, along with A&W of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, and Center Cinema. This Saturday night between 6 and midnight, take it back to the past with us on WRCO's Those Were the Days.
WRCO 100.9.
To handle snakes in church, perfect hair and a starched white shirt. Now he's got a hold of something he can't drop like a copperhead. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. Hanging out in trailers, junk out in the yard, running with people that don't know how to park. Don't let him talk you into buying Sudafed. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. 'cause somewhere in there is a brother. A brother as gentle as a lamb. But the last time that we saw each other, he was nowhere to be found. He's shaking and baking out on Chisholm Road, but the poison that he's making is eating at his soul. He's lying and he's stealing, 'cause that demon must be fed. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. I know somewhere in there is a brother. Lost his wife and baby, good job at TBA. Got a mama that enables and an old man that he blames. He's looking like an extra on the walking dead. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred. There's a monster living inside my friend Fred.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Wilkinson Auctions huge equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This equipment auction features two farm lines and tons of quality equipment, including tractors, planting and tillage equipment, trucks, trailers, ATVs, skid loaders, dozers, and cattle equipment. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The December equipment consignment auction Thursday, December 12th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
The snow and cold season is here, and Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric knows how to keep you warm and comfy. Get unparalleled warmth and efficiency with a Woodmaster outdoor furnace. Not only is wood a readily available resource, but it's inexpensive when compared to other fuel sources. And Woodmaster has been building industry-leading outdoor furnaces since 1989. Stay warm this winter with the help of Woodmaster and the folks at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 1011 Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Call 647-5500.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
There is a wind advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant, Sauk, and Iowa counties until midnight. Stronger winds this evening with colder temperatures. Snow expected to end around midnight with a low of 10. Winds northwest 20 to 25 with gusts up to 40. More sunshine with winds slowly decreasing throughout the day tomorrow. High 24, winds will be northwest 10 to 20 with gusts possibly up to 30. And then tomorrow night, increasing clouds with colder temperatures and a low of 10. Currently in Richland Center, it is snowing outside. Winds are now up to 22 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of about 4 below. And our actual temperature has dropped. We're down to 15 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer.
My love for you has spread across my every mood, my every thought. Like a fire, the wind has caught as I begin to give you all who I am. Your every touch is my command. And once again, I've loved you all I can. Even then my heart will pound so loud the world will hear the sound of how I could love you more. Even then each night will bring another day, another chance. Like this, Yes, I will love you till the end. And even then.
Was a gentleman, never the kind who ever forced his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice.
If anybody ever put us down, well, you can bet that he would stand his ground. And he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. You gotta kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little. By the way you look, they see you once and say you ain't no good. Feels like you're never gonna take you for who you are. That's when you have to stand up and be strong and go the extra mile to prove them all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. Yeah, you got to kick a little and cause a stir. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you gotta kick a little and be tough. You gotta let them know you had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you gotta kick a little.
Valedictorian, I was quarterback.
That was Phil Vassar with Carlene on Country and Community. Our time is 6:45. Temperature 14 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Winds are kind of varying. I've actually seen a few single digits, not many. Right now we're at about 11, but sometimes it gets up to about 19, 20. Depends on how that wind is gusting. We did have gusts up to about 30 miles per hour today. Right now it's at about 10 miles per hour out of the east, and that's creating a wind chill of 1. We did have wind chills below 0, around 4 to 6 degrees I saw earlier. So if you're out and about, please be careful, especially now we've got snow coming down. And as I mentioned earlier, I didn't really notice it until around the 6 o'clock hour or a little after. And it's coming down, was coming down pretty good. Looks like it's let up a little bit out there, but I went out and checked the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Services snow stick. And I checked down. This may not be exactly accurate because there's a lot of that snow coming down that's blowing and drifting. And it looks like we had about, have received about a quarter of an inch of snow at the WRCO studios. So if you're out driving, please do so with caution. Of course, it's worse out in the roadways. That snow blowing with that wind, it's going to make driving a little bit more treacherous. And, of course, with snow getting on the roadways, in fact, this will probably be the first major snow that we've had. You think of an inch, but we've had quite a bit in such a short amount of time. That with it not driving in the winter as much with the snow, it may be kind of a little tricky for the first time this winter. So please drive with caution. And just a reminder, too, if you come upon somebody that's going a little slower, please try to keep your distance and drive courteous. I know a lot of times people have four-wheel drives and they think, hey, I'm going to make it, or I can make it, around there. But some people aren't as fortunate, don't have as good of vehicles to drive with. So please be courteous of them and don't try to drive too close behind them because we don't want an accident happening. So please be careful if you're out there, and especially if you stall, just have some stuff along to keep you warm until you get some help from somebody, because with those winds right now, in fact, 13 miles per hour our winds are, and our wind chill is at 1 below right now. So be careful out there, folks, and if we have any further weather information, we'll be sure to pass it along to you right here at WRCO 100.9 FM.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
For over 40 years, Heartland Christmas Trees has been more than just a tree lot. It's where family traditions begin. Choose from Frasier, Concolor, and Balsam Firs, Scotch, White, and Norway Pine, or the classic blue and white spruce. Plus, you'll find wreaths, roping, tree lights, and more to make your holidays magical. Heartland makes it easy with free shaking and netting for your tree, and kids will love the free candy cane. Stop by the Heartland Christmas Tree Lot at the Starlight 14 Drive-In on Highway 14 East in Richland Center. Open daily 9 to 8 with a lighted lot for evening shopping. Heartland Christmas Trees, a family tradition for generations.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry handmade gifts made by many of your local friends and neighbors.
Santa Claus is coming to Arena Saturday, December 7th from 8 a.m. to noon. The Wildlife Forever ATV Club and Arena VFW are hosting Santa's Workshop at the Arena VFW. Kids will get to pick out special gifts for their family members, and Santa's helpful elves will wrap each one ready to go right under the Christmas tree. Gifts are generously donated by the community, some brand new, some gently used.
parents. A small donation, just 50 cents to a dollar per item, helps keep the magic alive. And while the elves work their magic, kids can meet Santa, share their Christmas wishes, and enjoy the holiday spirit. They are still collecting small gift donations for the workshop. Drop them off at Prem Meats, Crappie Shop, or Grandma Mary's. Saturday, December 7th, bring your little ones to Santa's workshop at the Arena VFW, 8 until noon. Let's make this holiday season unforgettable. Sponsored by Wildlife Forever ATV Club and the Arena VFW. Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar. Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and this is your friendly Christmas reminder that we are here for you. We currently have the largest Christmas selection we've ever had. Don't let Amanda's fancy-dancy window display fool you. We have price points for every shopper. Does she like big bling, but you already spent your budget? Maybe lab diamonds are for you. Thinking about asking her the big question? Maybe she would like a rose gold engagement ring. Are her ears a little less sparklier than her personality? Some diamond studs will make her smile. J.G. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, the finest jeweler with even finer smiles.
Do you have a Walk with Grace-related fundraiser coming up? Let Grace help spread the word. It's a win-win. Get your event advertised on their website, the fundraising page, social media, Facebook, calendar of events, and more. Simply go to walkwithgrace.com/contact, fill out the quick form, and submit your information. It's just that simple. walkwithgrace.com/contact.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
On the third day of Christmas, Court and Main gave to me 25% off all red Christmas decor. Valid only today. Watch out for tomorrow's daily deal.
Face down in a memory, but feeling alright. So who does your past belong to today? 'Cause you don't say nothing when you're feeling this way.
The girls at the bar thinking, who is this guy? But they don't think nothing when they're telling you lies. You look so careless when you're shooting that bull. Don't you know heartaches are heroes when their pockets are full?
Tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. The boys say, when is he gonna give us some room? The girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon.
Everybody's talking, but you don't hear a thing. You're still uptown on your downhill swing. Boulevard's empty, why don't you come around? Tell me what's so great about sleeping downtown.
There's plenty of dives to be someone you're not. You say you're looking for something you might have forgot. Don't bother calling to say you're leaving alone, 'cause there's a fool on every corner when you're trying to get home. Tell me you're trying to cure a 7-year ache. See what else your old heart can take. Give us some room. The girls say, God, I hope he comes back soon.
Tell me
little something like this. I'm gonna lean in to give you a kiss. You're gonna get a little tingle in your lips, and I bet you want another. I've been waiting for a pretty long time, been standing in a pretty long line. Now I'm staring in your pretty little eyes. Girl, don't you make me suffer. I'm about to show you some love. Girl, I think you best buckle up. Look at that small town spinning around. We've got our feet dangling high off the ground. Can you believe, baby, how good it feels? Falling in love on a Ferris wheel. Falling in love. I can see the top of your house. Bet your daddy's getting worried by now. Probably got that telescope out and it's my arms around you. Operator says I'm sorry we're stuck. I say, girl, how lucky for us. Look at that small town spinning around. We've got our feet dangling high off the ground. Can you believe, baby, how good it feels? Falling in love on a Ferris wheel. Look what we found, 100 feet off the ground. Don't you look down, look at me in a small town spinning around. We've got our feet dangling high off the ground. Can you believe, baby, how good it feels? Falling in love.
I'm Richard Cantu. In Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh,
we've had no signs of any form of life.
State Trooper Steve Lamani updating the search for Elizabeth Pollard, the woman who, believe authorities, fell into a sinkhole caused by an abandoned, deteriorating mine.
We have not been able to get any type of location of her as of yet, other than to know that we're virtually positive she's in the mine. And it's just a matter of trying to find her.
Search continues. At least two students wounded in a shooting at Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo.